Marquette, Michigan is a place you have to experience at least twice. This trip, I packed fleece and tried to bring a jar of thimbleberry jelly back home. I needed sunblock, and my jelly was confiscated at the airport because it was more than 3 ounces. Mistake. Daytime temperatures in downtown Marquette were near record highs, low 80s, no wind, calm lake. Youpers were flocking to the shores of Lake Superior. The summer had been colder than normal, so as the days began to get shorter, it was beach week in Marquette. I got a sunburn. The last time I came to town, it was winter and wicked cold. Brisk gusts of wind slapped my face on the way down to the shore. The cafe patios were closed. The massive iron ore rail troughs stood silent guard over the harbor, and cross-country skis replaced bicycles on the paths hugging the shoreline. Longtime residents advised me, if you want to live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, get an outside hobby. I like skating. One thing has put Marquette on the map, speed skating. Our visit coincided with the Olympic trials for short track, and the stars were out. Apollo Ohno made the team, but came in second during our time there. The competition was held at the Berry Events Center, a venue which holds more than 4,000 spectators for skating, hockey, basketball, and concerts. Before the action began on the ice, this community wanted to welcome all the visitors. The theater department of Northern Michigan University was commissioned to put on a show. On a balcony overlooking the skating oval, earnest performers in shades of red, black, and white presented a pageant of the American experience in the Upper Peninsula. Playwright and composer Shelley Russell kindly sent a studio recording.
Nothing but bare rock, gray sky, like I never left Scotland.
It's cold here, brother.
Not a field here, Joe. Not a bloody thing but trees. Nothing but rocks and trees.
This place is not civilized.
Imagine then Finnish, British, Italian, Chinese families arriving in this stone-cold place, making use of the natural resources to stake a claim in America.
I thought when I got here, I'd feel I'd gotten somewhere, but all I feel is far away from home. I thought when I got here, rest behind me.
Papa, can we please go home?
The people who call this place home now are no-nonsense, hardworking, humorous, welcoming, but wary. Youpers want you to know how lucky they are to live in such a beautiful place, and how hard it is to do that. How their jokes about themselves are funnier than anything you've heard, and why you shouldn't move there. Just visit. Anytime. Come again. And next time, ship the thimbleberry jelly home. You can see pictures and more from Michigan on our website, npr.org. Our field producers for these stories from the Upper Peninsula were Kimberly Adams and Ned Wharton. Special thanks to Brent Bachman for his help with research. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Elaine Heinzman and produced by Walter Ray Watson, Sarah Byer Kelly, Thomas Pierce, Charla Bear, Veronica Miller, Theo Balcom, and Carolyn Beeler, with assistance from our interns Sarah Molnar and Annika Robbins. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, ably assisted by Ted Mebane and Neil Tewalt. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was edited this week by Cindy Johnston and produced by Ned Wharton. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.